Very dear Sufi friends, it is indeed a great privilege that we can be here together this day, this Visala day, in thought of our master, Pir Murshid Hazrat Inayat Khan. We come together here because we have something very deep in common. The contact with our Murshid Inayat Khan, as Murshid Hidayat has described that so beautifully. And then that we are here together in that realization, in that feeling, creates a strong atmosphere in this place, this building Murad Tahsil, which is always so favorable for deepening, for attuning. We feel that subtle, deep atmosphere of Murshid and the Sufi message. It's good that you came. We are grateful. This is something that can inspire us in the coming time, that can help us in our work in this world, which is so very divided, full of conflict, so many difficulties, that an enormous difference, it seems, between this beautiful atmosphere of love, harmony and beauty, of the message, and what we see on the surface happening in the world today, especially in the relation between religions, and very especially with respect to Islam, contact, conflict with some currents in Islam and Western culture, conflict within Islam, that is very painful. And in this recent happiness in Paris, we have seen that the focus of so many Muslims on the personality of the Prophet has created these serious difficulties. And in that connection, it is very interesting that our Murshid has said in a religious gateka that it is not good to focus too much on the personality of the messenger. I can read you that passage that I certainly have read in the past, but that was brought to my notice again, and now I think it's very striking. No doubt, people have given an unnecessary and excessive importance to the personality of the messenger rather than to the message. And this is the very great error that humanity has made in every age. In taking the messenger instead of recognizing the message, they regarded the pen that wrote the letter instead of the contents of the letter. The letter and the writer are important. The pen is only the instrument. Thus, differences came about in religion. The message has always been given at all periods. When it was more needed, it was given with a loud voice. When it was less needed, gently. That is very clear in this tragic episode. And if in Islam that would be understood better, I think the spirit is in Islam is just, they don't want to have pictures or sculptures of the Prophet or even of any human being, because they are afraid that it would come before God, because essence of Islam is there's only God. But that has been very much forgotten by this fighting, this idolizing of the personality of the Prophet, so that they are so angry about these cartoons. That is one side of the problem, and the other is, of course, that in publishing such cartoons and in now reacting in the West, it is all said you must have freedom of speech. And that is true, but one forgets to add that freedom also gives responsibility. And that in publishing something, you have the responsibility to judge the consequences and how other people, other groups, other religions will feel the impact. That is very important. And that is what should be much better understood in Western society. Now, we feel very strongly that inner link, Dar Murshid, of course, is the great example, and we feel that contact. But we must at the same time understand that he also said, we must not make a claim. And that is exactly this point, that the messenger should not be put before the message, and the pen not before the letter. He should not make a claim. That, in a sense, makes our work more difficult. We want to spread the message, but we must do it without making a claim, calling, this is the message, you must all come and follow. That is not the idea. And I think it is very wise, very deep, when we want to bring that new idea of the unity of religious ideals, then we must be in harmony with all these religions. And that means not making a claim, not being a new religion. But our idea should be to inspire all these religions, to show in all these religions what the essence of it is, that they become conscious of that. And in that way, naturally, harmony will develop, understanding, tolerance, the unity of religious ideals, and the Sufi message, not as a new religion, not making that claim, but illuminating all the religions, showing what the essence of it is. And then, of course, our great responsibility is to realize that message, not only know it intellectually when you study the teachings, but to realize it deeply, to express it in your life, in the way you work, in the way you relate to other people, in developing harmony. And to have that, we must have as a center, as a source of strength, a Sufi movement, where we love each other, as Moshe Tidayat has said, and therefore aim to be in harmony with each other. We can love each other, but we also can have differences. And there's now a deep difference between the two of us. Still, we must work for harmony. That's a great challenge. And the more we can do that, and in that way create beauty, the more we will be able to radiate the message in the world. We should focus on what the message really means. I spoke about example, so we must express it in our work, in our relations with other people, in the way we look at other religions and relate to other religions, also to Islam, because in Islam there's a large part, and that's often forgotten, that is Sufi, that is close to us. And working with that can be very important for the future. So, we can be thankful to be here together. We can hope that that loving, harmonious radiance we have here, creating that subtle atmosphere, that it will continue and deepen through all difficulties and differences and bring us more and more over differences to unity. Love, harmony, and beauty is unity.